do it anymore, so I stopped doing it. But when it went downer than it was before the last time it went down. So I ended up in the nut ward, thinking I had a brain tumor, and having convulsions, having had pancreatitis, and a few other things. And I ended up having to go to AA. Took 7 months of AA, one meeting too many, and I turned into a mild alcoholic. Decided I wanted to be a successful member of AA. Haven't had a drink since that day. And my life has been getting progressively better ever since. Every year has been better and better. Now again, it's not a straight line up. It's up and down, up and down, up and down. And initially, when it would go down, I would think, my God, you know, pain feels like pain. And I'd think, my God, AA doesn't work. I mean, I might as well be drinking. I've been kidding myself. This isn't really the answer. And I've learned in AA all kinds of things to do. I've learned all kinds of things to do to make things get better when it goes down. And one of the other things I've learned is I don't even have to do anything when it gets bad. In fact, it's the only Bible quote I know, or that I use. I know a couple others, I guess. The only one I use is the Bible, and the Bible says, and it came to pass. The Bible does not say, and it came to stay. And all I have to do is hang on, and it'll get better. And it gets better. It's been getting better and better ever since. And the only thing I can see that can determine how good it's going to get is how long I can stay around doing these things and keep doing what I'm doing. Because what I'm doing is working for me, and I'm going to keep it up. And just watch and see how good it gets. I have a committee in my head, and they chatter at me. And they keep telling me things to be talking about. And then they get to arguing about things that I should talk about. I get to arguing about stuff. One of them up there is saying, tell them your poem. Tell them your poem. Tell them. I don't know poetry. I only know one poem. And this nut in my head is telling me to tell it to you. And it has nothing to do with anything I've been talking about. But he won't shut up. You shouldn't encourage him. He's a nut. I only know one poem, and it says, the whiskey was spilled on the barroom floor, and the bar was closed for the night. A little gray mouse crept out of his hole to dance in the pale moonlight. He lapped up the whiskey on the barroom floor, and back on his haunches he sat. And all night long you could hear him roar, "Bring on that goddamn cat!" You know. Thank you all very much.